A very Merry Christmas to everyone out there from Mrs. Claus and I. We have a very special Christmas present for you. And we're doing this on, of all things, Christmas Eve. But we did a video as well of this. So if you'd like to follow along and see the video as well as listen to the words, you can go to YouTube to A Visit with Santa and Mrs. Claus and look at Behind the Scenes with Santa and Mrs. Claus, and this video will be playing. And that way you can enjoy the visual of the book as well as what we're about to do. So God bless you all, and we look forward to doing many more things with you next year. Merry Christmas. Can you believe it's that time again, Mrs. Claus? Oh my God.
It's just hard to believe that it's already Christmas time.
And people are already asking, Santa, when are you going to read your famous story? So, So I guess it's about time. And actually, I brought it down. Now, I got to show you. This is my very special book. It is, of course, The Night Before Christmas. But one of the things you may not know is this book was actually published all the way back in 1914. So, and even then, and I have to be very careful when I read it,
yes,
but even then, the poem by Clement Clark Moore was already 90 years old back then.
That's so hard to
believe.
Isn't
that amazing?
Really?
I mean, yep.
And now, when was that originally written again?
That was written in 1823.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Wow.
So that story's been around a long, long time. So, now, I thought I'd go ahead and start with this one, okay? So, if you're paying attention, let me get started.
Whoa.
And it was the night before Christmas, went all through the house. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. Oh, I love hearing that, don't you?
Well, I do, Santa, and you know that absolutely is one of my favorite poems.
Oh, I know. We read it every year.
Yeah, but you know what? I think it might be time to read the book, the award-winning book that you wrote and I illustrated. I think that...
Well, you know, that might not be a bad idea. After all, this has been around almost 200 years.
Yes.
And this is just brand new.
I know.
Santa wrote this and Mrs. Claus illustrated it, as she said. So, you know, that's not a bad idea. Why don't we break tradition?
I think so.
And we'll read The Christmas Eve Journey, which kind of follows along with The Night Before Christmas.
And I think that would be a wonderful idea.
How close it is. All right, well, all right then. Let me just get to the start here. Okay, and see if this doesn't sound a little familiar. It was the night before Christmas. On my sleigh, I was bound to a quiet little village or the next hill and around. I steered my great reindeer through the wind and the chill till I saw the house I sought, the one there on the hill. I pulled my team left and then back to the right. As we approached the roof, I pulled the reins tight. We stopped at the center, and my team checked the length. For the billionth time, they tested the roof and its strength. Look at those beautiful reindeer.
I know.
I heard some commotion. The occupants were stirring. I could clearly hear footsteps, even through the wind whirring. I went ahead with my plan. It was just Dad that was worried. So I loaded my pack, and down the chimney I scurried. When I got to the bottom, I drew up a big grin as I looked at the man and the shock he was in. I decided no words needed to be spoke, and I moved to the tree before the silence was broke. I opened my bag and drew out the packages, placing them around, like in all the old adages. I reached to the bottom, and finding no more, I pulled the bag closed and rose from the floor. I turned to the man with a wink and a smile and waited for his question, as was often my style. Are you really Santa Claus? The man finally inquired. I am, I said with a grin. He looked puzzled and tired. Then, pulled from his reverie, the dad finally did ask, just how and why do you do your great task? Well, I had a few moments and was early this night. So taking a cookie and milk, I moved near the light. I can fly with great haste with my beautiful team. My elves fill my bag until it strains every seam. I whisk through the towns, the cities, and lands, visiting all the good children with my list close at hand. As they sleep in their beds with their happy thoughts, I reward them with gifts and the packages I brought. They look so peaceful. I bring them presents and loads of fun treats and place them in stockings and down by the tree. It's a kindness I hope they'll someday pass on and show love to all that they come upon. Now God grants me these powers just one night a year to remind all the world of his love that's so dear. Well, it was now time to leave, and up the chimney I flew. But I saw the man smile, and was that a tear too? I jumped in my sleigh and to my team gave a whistle. And away we all jetted with the speed of a missile. But I yelled to the man as I shot from his sight, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Well, how is that? Did that sound familiar? I'll bet it did.
It sure did to me.
Now, I wrote this book not to replace this one, but to actually enhance it.
Yes.
Now you can read The Night Before Christmas.
Yep.
And The Christmas Eve Journey. And one is from the dad's point of view.
That's right.
And what he went through when he met me. And one is from my point of view, mm-hmm. Santa's point of view, and the fun I had with the dad there. So you should pick up both these books and read them every Christmas to your kids. So, well, I certainly did enjoy that, didn't you?
I did too, Santa, and I hope you at home did as well.
And of course, you can always buy these books at any bookstore
or online at thenorthpolepress.com. So if you'd like a copy, by all means, contact me, and maybe you can even get it autographed by me. So, and Mrs. Claus,
and
who
yes,
knew it?
Yes.
So, well, we hope you enjoyed that story. And of course, from both Mrs. Claus and myself, we wish you a very merry and
Christmas.
Blessed Christmas. Bye-bye.